A Philadelphia theater company is premiering a play this week dealing with sexual assault on a college campus. It's unusual because the entire cast consists of women as well as gender non-conforming actors. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that it's also unusual because it's a comedy.
Playwright MJ Kaufman does not think sexual assault is funny. Rather, finds comedy in places where people don't have the language to accurately describe what they're going through.
Our culture right now is trying to redefine language, and that's funny, you know, like when people don't have the words to talk about sexual assault and they say things like rapist, I mean perpetrator, I mean person who perpetrated. That's real, and it's a complicated reality, and we laugh at it.
You know how many students the Environmental Action Group has? Or the Women's History Month Coalition?
The play, called Sensitive Guys, is set in a fictional college where two groups of students, a men's group and a woman's group, are trying to end all sexual harassment and violence on campus in 5 years. In this scene being rehearsed, members of the women's group argue with each other about how much levity to put in a presentation they must make for prospective students. If they don't, the college might rescind their group status.
No, what we do isn't glamorous. It's not for everyone. We're not just like a resume booster for wannabe nonprofit executives.
Well, we want people to actually show up.
There are no men performing in this play. All parts are played by females or actors who don't identify with either gender. Kaufman, too, is not gender-conforming, preferring to be referred to as they, as in, they started writing this play 2 years ago, before the Me Too movement put sexual assault in the news headlines nearly every day.
We kept coming back to the text and feeling differently because of the world. Like, we felt different levels of hopeful or not hopeful or raw or devastated and needed it to end on a different note. And so that's sort of the big question, too, is, like, audiences coming to see it now are bringing with them the news cycle that is triggering and complicated.
That we includes director Evren Ochkin, who is drawn to scripts that make audiences cry when they should be laughing and laugh when they should be crying. He says Kaufman's play presents a group of characters wading through a murky sexual minefield in an educational institution that provides no clear assistance.
We are used to the kind of survivor stories or sexual assault stories that has been fed to us through, you know, mainstream media that can be quite dehumanizing or sort of one-dimensional. And what MJ has done, which I think is beautiful, is that these people are not one-dimensional. They're funny, they hurt, they laugh, they cry, they support each other, but they don't baby each other.
Sensitive Guys opens Thursday for a 3-week run at the Drake Theater. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.